right, we are live on Facebook. Hello, friends. We're so excited to be here. The first episode of 2022 for Margaritas with Margarita Cheng, CFP Pro. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, producer of the show on the Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV. We know you are going to learn a lot from today's guest. Attorney Lyle Solomon is the author of Think Different, Save More. So take it away, Miss Rita.
Well, thank you so much, Hope. Happy 2022 for you. I know so many people have goals that they set for themselves. So I can think of no better way to kick off 2022 than with our esteemed guest, Lyle Solomon. Lyle, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a joy to be with you.
We are here to talk about a comprehensive plan to deal with the D word. Debt problems and financial challenges. I feel like we could talk about this every week, but Lyle, without further ado, can you share with us, you know, how people can overcome financial challenges and some debt problems?
Certainly. I think the number one thing that we have to be aware of, or the number one challenge for people in trying to resolve debt, is not too many people don't seem to know what their debt actually is, who they owe and what they owe. And so my first advice to people is to be honest with yourself about where you stand financially. Who do you owe money to? Is there a feasible plan? Can you come up with a feasible plan to pay that money back? Years ago, my wife and I sat down as not newlyweds, I have to confess, but as we were a little further along in life, and just said, what is going on? You know, we're not able to make ends meet every month. And so the first thing we did was we sat down and we wrote down what we owed to everybody we owed any amount of money to, whether it was, you know, the $5 for lunch last week from a coworker or our mortgage, and laid it out and said, you know, saw what we owed. And then we laid out what were our minimum payments on each one of those items. And then finally, we laid out what amount, you know, what income we have each month. And from that, you know, we had a very honest appraisal of a snapshot, for lack of a better word, of where we were in that moment financially. And until you have a clear picture of where you are financially, you can set all the goals you want and make all the, you know, resolutions I'm about finance, but until you know where you actually stand, I think that it's almost meaningless to make those resolutions without a good understanding first.
Well, I absolutely love that. That's exactly, it's really helpful. You just have to take inventory, know what you owe. So the amount, the name of the creditor, the interest rate, and so forth. My experience has been that sometimes people are so overwhelmed, they don't even know where to start, or it's scary for them. What helped you get into this line of work with debt resolution?
Well, I spent about 15 years on the other side. Representing creditors. And so in representing creditors, I was the least popular guy in the room, because when I walked into a room with somebody, they knew I was there to try and get money from them. I'm the attorney who would show up in court and ask the court to give my client a judgment against an individual or a business for money's owed. And so I saw and have seen every circumstance, or I believe I've seen just about every circumstance for somebody who owes money. And so in doing that, I came into contact with several individuals and companies that wanted to talk about debt resolution and how they could work from the other side, especially with my knowledge of the laws that govern, as well as the tactics utilized by different creditors. And so it just evolved into that of trying to work with others and working with myself in that regard.
Thank you for that. So I know that sometimes once people get out of debt, they want to stay out of debt. I know that's so obvious, but sometimes people have a hard time breaking that cycle. What do you think prevents people from staying out of debt?
Well, I'll tell you right now, what I see is a lot of people with unrealistic expectations. And let me give you an example of that. My wife and I had been married 25 years before we were able to buy our first home. And we didn't do it on our own. I was recently reviewing some documents and I see a co-signer there. And I see a letter about a personal loan there. You know, but we waited and worked until we were in a position to buy that first home. And we were, and still we had to have help. Today I see, I was just talking with a young man who's turning 18 very soon. And one of the first things he said to me was, "I can't wait to be a homeowner." And I looked at him and I said, "So how are you going to do that?" "Well, I just want to own a home." And it's a very unrealistic expectation on his part. And I think that that's some of what happens with individuals today. And it's not just today, it's been forever, that they have unrealistic expectations of being able to acquire things. You know, I have a very good friend who said to me that the best budgeting tool he ever took on was he got himself a little spiral notebook on a challenge from somebody. I can't remember who challenged him to it, but he wrote down in that notebook every single cent he spent for a month. And he said it did two things for him. Number one, if he thought about buying something, he first pulled out that notebook. And that made him think a second time about, do I need this? Do I want this? Am I really going to buy this? The second part of it was, he then had a record that he reviewed at the end of that first month. And he could see where his money had gone. And it changed his attitude completely about spending money. And I think that's a large part of it. There's a Starbucks on every corner, not because Starbucks loves building Starbucks. There's a Starbucks on every corner because people are willing to walk in and spend, you know, $4 or $5 for a cup of coffee. And that's great. I have no problem with Starbucks or most other businesses. But the reality is, I know people who can't afford a Starbucks cup of coffee, yet they go buy one every single day. And if they just thought about it and took a hard look at it, they would see that, you know, if they bought a coffee maker and made it at home in a month, they would have saved enough from those Starbucks cups to have more than paid for the coffee maker and the coffee, and still have a coffee maker to use the next month. And then they start saving money. You know, it's small things like that is where most people need to start.
Before we started to record, you said something about common sense, but the problem is people don't have common sense. Would you like to expand upon that for viewers and listeners about common sense these days? Just isn't that some that common? So what are some common sense strategies to help people deal with debt?
Well, again, let's go back to my friend and his notebook. Too many times we, and I'm as guilty as anybody else, we buy things on impulse. Hey, you know, I'm walking through the store and they've got a, you know, a new TV on special. And gee, that looks much better than my TV at home. I ought to get that. You know, well, that's a great idea, but the common sense thing to do is to take a moment and stop and ask yourself, number one, do I need a new TV? Number two, can I afford a new TV? And if I, you know, number three, what's going to happen with my old, you know, is my old TV really worn out that I need to replace it? You know, and that can happen with any of our household items, whether it be clothes, shoes, cars, tools, electronics, etc. And I'm not saying that we have to all be, you know, live a Spartan lifestyle, but, you know, the biggest question that needs to come to mind is how can I, or can I afford this? Years ago, my wife and I came into a position where we had some credit cards and we were able to pay them all off. And we determined that we knew we liked using credit cards. We knew that we liked using different rewards programs with credit cards. But at that moment in time, because we were looking at zero balances, we determined that the only way we would go forward from that time with credit cards is if we could always, you know, on a monthly basis, maintain a zero balance. Now, it took us a long time to get to the point that we were able to do that. But the fact is that the benefits from that are many-fold. The first being, we're not paying interest on that money that we spend every month. Credit cards, I will tell you that in my career, I've seen credit card interest rates as high as 30%.
I know, it's criminal, 28.96. I just saw it.
Oh, yeah. So if you have even a $100 balance on there, you're paying almost $30 on that $100 is interest alone. I would be very hard-pressed to find a single stock on the stock market today that would pay me 30% off my investment. So, you know, why would I want to pay that kind of money on money, you know, kind of interest on money that I'm using and spending? So it's, you know, it's common sense things to me are, you know, make sure that you're spending on what you need and what you can afford. And, you know, we used to have Christmas club at the bank, and you would go, you know, as a kid, you'd put $1 to $5 a month into the Christmas club. That was money you couldn't spend. And the whole idea was you did that all year long. At Christmas time, you had money that you could go buy gifts with. You didn't go into debt to do that. And I think that is something that is number one, not taught widely to young people and to old people alike, but it's also something that is, to those who have been taught it, not practiced as well.
Thank you for that. No, I tell people, listen, I'm not Grinch and I'm not Scrooge, but I don't want you to have a holiday hangover. What that means is I don't want you to be still paying for your holiday presents.
Oh, yeah.
During the 4th of July.
No, and that's just it, is that there are two major causes for individuals to file bankruptcy in the United States today. And the first, unfortunately, is medical bills. And but the second is uncontrolled credit card or other consumer debt. Those are the two things. I remember years ago walking into a court hearing with a woman about trying to collect on one of her credit cards. And the reason it's memorable is she said to the judge, though, but judge, my 15 other credit card companies are all working with me and accepting lower payments. These people just are unreasonable. And the judge and I both just were, looked at each other and shook our heads, because it, that's way beyond what is necessity, I think.
15 credit cards, it's hard to manage. So, Lyle, how can people find more about your work and how you help your clients? Any websites that you can share with us and social media handles?
Sure. We have a website, Oakview Law Group, and I believe you can either look under the name Oakview Law Group or under OVLG.com. Both of those will send you to our homepage where we have information available, as well as links to other services and other resources in dealing with consumer debt.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. Now back to you, Hope.
Well, thank you so much. Very interesting, Lyle. We are fascinated by your book and your work, so we encourage people to check it out. Tell us again the name of it, Think Different, Save More, correct?
Yes, and that is available on Amazon. When we put that together, I said, can we really call this a book, because it's more a collection of, thoughts and experiences with dealing with finance. So it's, it's something that somebody can pick up and just open to a page to find, hopefully find something useful, as opposed to having to read from cover to cover to follow what's helpful and necessary there.
Well, that's perfect. At Incandescent, we publish books, and that's exactly how we do it. You don't necessarily have to read cover to cover, including Rita's new book that she's doing called Diary of a CFP Pro that we'll be publishing this year. So we're very excited about that. Thank you so much, Lyle, for being with us today. Thank you, Miss Rita. Our audience, we invite you to check out this podcast on Incandescent Radio and incandescent.tv. And every Friday at 5 p.m., we start off the weekend right. It's our happy hour celebration, 15 minutes of tips with Rita and one of her amazing guests. Speaking of which, tell us who we can be looking forward to hearing from next Friday, January 14th, 2022.
So we have Greg Furr, who's going to be talking about financial planning and his approach to helping clients live their best lives.
Well, how can you argue with that? Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Lyle. Thank you to all of our Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter friends for keeping up with us and for looking at us on margaritachang.com and margaritachang.tv. So we'll see you all soon. Have a beautiful weekend and stay well.